When we go into the supermarket, we can stop at the vegetable counter and pick out the choicest apples and lettuce. But as Catholics, can we do the same with our faith? Can we pick and choose the things that, to us, are the most appealing? What about birth control, premarital sex, divorce? What about some of the sacraments like reconciliation? I asked Father Bernie O'Connor, an official at the Pontifical Council for Eastern Churches, how to navigate our increasingly secularized world.
I think what's important is to look at some of the areas, again within our own society, in which commitment has the integrity and the courage to make demands of young people, and indeed of people in general. For example, I have some young cousins who are very much into martial arts. They get up at about 5 o'clock in the morning and they go to practices. They follow a diet which would make traditional spiritual fasting look quite moderate by comparison. They're willing to give all kinds of attention to their physique and to their mental attitude so that they will be able to go out and to break bricks with their right hand. And it amazes me that when people are motivated and see some purpose and some meaning in an activity or in a stance, they will pursue it aggressively and with everything within them. I think it's very sad that if the same people went to martial arts and say, oh, well, getting up early in the morning to go work out, no, I don't think I want that. I do like Saturday afternoon workouts, though, but I can't come in the mornings. Oh, diet. Well, I like some things that you're recommending, but not others. Oh, the medical visits to the physician. No, I can't do that all the time. If people approached what they most esteem with that kind of pick-and-choose attitude, they would fall flat in their face. And nobody would feel sorry for them because they were unwilling to give what was essential to reap the benefits of that relationship. But for some reason, popular consciousness, again fed by a very biased media, will say an opinion is sufficient to be spiritual. If I have opinions about God, it's the same as talking to God. It isn't. If I have opinions about the church, it's the same as being part of the church. It really isn't. And we will never get the worth of something if we fail or choose to simply give it minimalism as if that were our best. I remember as a child, but I'm not exactly old enough to be carbon dated, that when I would go to the local parish, it was normal to attend at Mass on holy days of obligation. It was normal to attend Mass and to participate for the Sabbath, for Saturday evening or Sunday. Now that minimum has become the maximum. It was normal in my time. We went to the Sacrament of Reconciliation fairly regularly. Now people will say, well, I went 25 years ago. Or the last time I went was when I was in a car accident and I was in the hospital and the chaplain came to visit. I was scared I was going to die. Well, excuse me, minimalism doesn't suffice in anything in life. Why do we imagine it is sufficient to be Catholic Christian today? Quite the opposite. Think of the martial arts example again.
You brought up the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Often, confession is seen as being outdated these days. Many people believe that they can simply ask forgiveness directly from God. Is confession outdated?
I don't think it's outdated at all. When you turn on the TV show and there's reality shows and talk shows in which people are very happy to tell you about every kind of sin, offense, and lack of virtue that has characterized their lives. I remember hearing on one particular show someone say about his infidelities and his adulteries and was very happy to tell 130 million American people where he had failed and proud of it. There's something, again, in our mindset that says if I broadcast openly, I feel good about myself to get it off my chest. And I think over the years in which I've been a confessor, in which people will experience the grace of that sacrament and then say, I feel so unburdened, I feel so relieved, I feel so good inside that the air has been cleared, as it were. Well, I would really wish that the same people who do have very positive experiences of this sacrament would not be afraid or hesitant to say it. Why is it we have to turn on reality TV and this and that to get a sense of people experiencing a new freedom, when in fact this sacrament ensures that there can be tremendous growth within the person that can simply be talked about at our kitchen table or at home? And people say, you know, that really was a blessing to me. That was a gift for me. I felt so good after it. But instead, they'll talk about their fear of not participating. And there's a tragedy, and that's something we have to really examine. Again, our culture, our entire culture, will always condition people to say things like, why should I go and sit with a priest who's probably a worse sinner than me? I read that in the Boston Globe. It makes no sense to share with a priest who's a worse hypocrite than I am. And if we buy into that logic and rhetoric, well, the sacrament is going to fail, no question about it. But if we listen to those many, many people for whom the sacrament is renewing and invigorating and peace-giving, let their voice be heard, but let's be willing to listen to it.
I'm dealing with young children now who have had their first communion, have just done their first, their confirmation. And they say to me, Mom, I'm afraid to go to confession. I can't remember what I did wrong last time. And they're embarrassed to go to their priests. What is it about confession that sometimes makes young kids afraid?
Because they sense the fear in adults. When I was a little child, my mother would haul me off to the clinic to get a vaccination. I'd look at her face to see how she took the needle, and then I decided, I sure don't want that. Now, she'd say, oh, it's not going to hurt a bit, but I could tell by the expression she was afraid of it too. When young people sense that something good is not happening to us, when we use our words to say, oh, but it's so good and it's so healthy and it's so necessary, when they sense our anxiety and our concern and our inner negativity, we don't have to put it in words, they can sense it. And what words then do we use? And are we contradicting ourselves by our nonverbals in the same context? I think if young people could see in our faces and hear from our lips, I'm so grateful for the gift of that experience, then they'd want more of it, not less of it. I never hear young people complain because, oh my heavens, I have to go to another hockey game, or calcio, or look, I want to go and spend Saturday afternoon this way, because everybody of their friends and their family say, this is where life begins and ends, my team, my love of the sport. And if people could say, the church, my team, and the sacraments, my reality, and I am bettered by this, and I'm so thankful for it, then that would make it irresistible instead of something to be resisted.
Father Bernie O'Connor is an official at the Pontifical Council for Eastern Churches.